Here's Len in Brentwood. Len, good morning, Len.
Oh, hi, hi, Dan.
Hi, hi, Len. Welcome to BBC London breakfast show, now called Mama Nunzio's AM Spungili.
Hey.
What have you got there, Len?
I've got a remedy for curing any ill goldfish you may have.
Okay. We've heard about running them backwards in the water or putting them under the tap. What else is there?
It's a little more horrific. It's my wife. It's not terrible.
Yeah, go on.
My wife used to have a goldfish called Tiny, ironically, because it's about, I don't know, 2 inches big.
Yeah.
And she said when it was ill, her mum used to fill up a bowl of Alka-Seltzer and run it through that.
Really?
And she apparently got away with this a couple of times.
When it was ill, and when they start swimming over with one side, their inner ear bladder or something goes, doesn't it? And she used to then drop a few... And by the way, the little Alka-Seltzer boy, he should be someone who inspired confidence, although he did come out of the closet and couldn't stand the... And the FFS to death jumped in there. So the fish was put in the Alka-Seltzer, was it? And then and what? Exploded?
Obviously it was tickled by this, I guess.
Yeah.
The plink-plink fish. And yeah, it came back to life. But she actually got away with this on more than one occasion. So it could be the remedy for your fish.
I'm sure we'll get all kinds of authorities ringing us saying, no fish, don't Alka-Seltzer. But you've tried this and it worked.
Well, it worked for my wife.
They sell you all kinds of stuff now to keep the stuff clean and don't put them in tap water, etc., etc. But Alka-Seltzer is your tip if the fish is dead. You can bring them back.